You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Hey, look, we got graphics and stuff. Is that cool? No, anyone think that was cool? Just me then? All right, anyways.
Welcome, everybody. I was letting the laugh track play.
To an exciting episode of We Are Libertarians. I am your host, Harry. I am sitting here for an exciting episode of us just discussed and talk about the State of the Union address. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Should be fun. No drinking game tonight because I am doing dry February with my wife. We were going to do dry January, but she said that January is just too long of a month, so she wants to do February. So for Black History Month, I'll be doing it dry. Sucks. Anyway, so just like any episode I do, I do not go solo. I always try to bring someone with me. I should probably try to do a solo episode one time, but that ain't going to happen. I've done one. I hated it. Hated every moment of it. But to bring it around, of course, I can introduce everyone based on seniority. So that being, I think now Paul has probably been on more, but technically years of service on the network has been James. So let's go with James. James, because you also got first. Introduce yourself. Say hi.
What up? I'm like episode three, top three. The only person that's on there longer than me is Galt. And where's Galt at? Never here. Playing Rocket League.
Yeah, probably played Rocket League. Yeah. Then we also got producer Paul. Producer Paul sitting in his, suite. Look at that. He's got lighting and stuff.
Yeah. Also making their debut. I think my dog is back there chilling.
Yeah, freaked me out at first when I saw her walking around. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's Freya. Mm-hmm. She really does not seem to care that we are live.
No, not whatsoever. It's fine. It's fine. She'll be ready for it. You know. Oh, look. Oh, Reinhold shows up. Reinhold is probably, buying stuff off the guild wars. What's wrong? Are you hungover?
I had a 12-hour work day today.
So half a day.
I was up at 6 doing work for a customer in India, and then meetings up until 6:30 tonight. So I'm a little white.
That's fine. Luckily, the State of the Union, Joe Biden is known for his being on time. Yeah.
So yeah, as you get older, you know what happens.
He will start on time, and he may even end early. Okay, all right. A lot of guys his age end early. All right, sorry now.
I'm guessing Vincent's not showing up because he doesn't want anything to do with this stuff, does he?
No, yeah. He doesn't do this stuff. Yeah, he doesn't do this stuff with us.
Hello, every consonant.
There's a couple vowels in there.
Yeah, he's beyond us with his stances. Oh yeah, yeah.
But you are eating into my Guild Wars 2 time. So just letting you know.
Do you just want to play what we talk? Is that it? Technically the speech is published.
Your tag, so I can add you as a friend.
Oh. I need to do that. Yeah. I was going to say, technically, the speech is published. You could probably just like pre-recorded it.
Oh, I'm sure it's been released already. I mean, they usually release the speech a couple hours before, don't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they already released it. Yeah. So I say, I kept expecting, non-live Reinhold, not reacting to anyone. Just like, hey, just push play at this point.
I have it pre-recorded for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got everybody walking in.
Does Marjorie come in with her balloon? I saw that was a thing.
Yeah. 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 Only the best MTG's people came
supposed to be. Yeah, MTG's supposed to be coming in with a big white balloon. She's carrying helium in it.
Oh, my God. That's just,
which is such a cell phone, and they don't realize it. It's like.
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Yeah. You know, complete cell phone. There were three balloons during Trump, and they didn't even feel as important enough to tell Trump about it. Right. I mean, how much does that say about your president, dude?
Well, it's a non-issue. It's either you believe we're at war with China or we're not at war with China.
Well, and the other thing too is okay, what was, you know, he did exactly what they would have wanted him to do. He jammed the signal. He blew it up. What else did you want the guy to do?
What are you going to do?
Ignore it like Trump did? And they're going to give him shit about it. It's hilarious.
But the other thing, what you're going to do is like, cool, like, you know, like, yeah, like it's, so what does this king can really do? So he takes some photos of things that we actually adequately report on. Sorry, Brian, is there a drinking game tonight? No, I didn't make a drinking bingo for this one because, like I said at the beginning, I'm doing dry February with my wife. So, or dry berry, or Febu sober, or I don't know, some cool name. So I'm not drinking. I am drinking a Guinness Zero. Guinness Zero.
We call it Loser Month.
Not drinking alcohol does not make you a loser. Okay. All right.
Paul's not, right there. I haven't had alcohol in years, to be honest with you. I had a beer, I think, a year or two ago. It's about the worst I've done it. No, I can't say that because one time when we did a show, I did finish off some Amaretto. So, nice.
Have you tried the Amaretto in Corona? Apparently, it's supposed to taste like a Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. I told you the recipe for a. Yeah, I was the one that told you that. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a guy on TikTok that does all these crazy combinations, and they taste. It's like this is supposed to taste like a Tootsie Roll, and I'm like, it does. Oh my God. It really does taste like it. It was like Kahlua and something. I can't remember what it was now, but
I got the stuff to make it. And I just haven't drank it yet because it's like, all right, this is going to be, I'll try it. You know, my first drink back. Let's try the sucker out. All right. Okay. All right. I couldn't remember who told me that. So thanks, Ro. Yeah. Like I said, everyone's coming in. You just missed. Sorry. Like I didn't click over. It's like, and Elizabeth Warren, you know, because remember, it's only bad if lying's on the other side, but if the other side lies, then we just have to what aboutism lie all the time. So it's perfectly fine.
Well, one lie always, one side always tells the truth. Yeah, one side always tells the truth, the other side always lies, and which one it is depends on which side you're on.
But are both of the sides guarding a different door? Isn't that the riddle?
Or the pathway.
I just like that Ted Cruz was whining today about debt, and I'm like, isn't Trump the one who's responsible for a majority of that debt? Shut up.
That's COVID. That was COVID. That's different. That's different debt.
But COVID was just a bad cold to those people. The same people who are complaining about it, trying to give them a pass on that, are the ones saying that we should have done nothing. It's hilarious. It's like anybody with like three brain cells knocking around together can see this stuff. And I'm almost to the point of not even commentating on stuff anymore. Like, I'll just make jokes now because it's exactly. Too far.
The world is burning. Let's memesturbate. Yeah. Okay, let's just make memes. The world's burning.
And Daniel, what's his name, is defending, you know, he's like, well, I had some qualms about the rally too, the anti-war rally, which is really a pro-Putin rally. And but I still think that they're doing a good job, and I've expressed my opinions, and they were heard. And I'm like, you know what? Nobody you're such a pro-Putin gaslighter. Man. Yeah, you ever heard about the Libertarian Party's
in? When James was telling me about that, I just kept looking at him like, this isn't real. This didn't really happen. I don't want to believe
it. You should see the people. What's funny is that they were, they had Scott Ritter. And Scott Ritter is a convicted pedophile twice, right? And so they said, okay, he's not going to be with it anymore. And then they said, okay, he's going to be back now. Because he said if he wasn't going to be there, half of the other speakers were going to leave, and they were all pro Putin, paid by RT speakers anyway. And all right.
So
they brought him back. Then, and then guy is up no, here no, no. Then Angela,
with his jeans on, came to the state of union in jeans.
He's just a camera guy, though.
Sorry, distraction.
So, but the funny thing is that now they put out a statement today. The Libertarian Party put out a statement today that was all mealy mouth about, well, you know, there's people there that we may or may not agree with, but we're trying to do something good. So everybody just kind of gives a break, blah, blah, blah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then Scott Ritter puts out all these quotes of emails that Angela sent him saying, we want you there. You're our guy. I hate that this is happening to you. These people are upset with you. I don't know how to get it, you know? And it's just like, quit lying out of your side of your mouth. It's so horrible. She thinks she's being slick, and I'm like, you know, there are politicians who know what to do, how to do this, and you aren't one of them. It's so transparent. I don't get it. The whole thing is imploding. The whole party is imploding. It's when Joshua Smith is the lone voice of reason on the LNC, there's a prop.
Was.
Yeah, it was on the LNC. I mean, he was going to quit anyway. He was looking for a reason, but this gave him one, you know, and he was able to go out with a middle finger to, because they fired Reed, is what happened. Reed Cooley, or I don't know if he Reed Cooley quit, and he was supposedly, he was Joshua's real, you know, go-to guy for communications, and the guy was horrible. It was like the worst thing ever happened to the party, but he loved him. So, but he quit because of the Scott Ritter. So because he quit, it's when Joshua decided to take off too, I guess. Anyway, enough of the party that doesn't count about anything right now. So the other two are up here on the DS today.
Well, like I said,
sorry, that was my rant.
It's fine. I tried to get OBS to put up a bingo sheet. Like, I was trying to get the bingo sheet up here by my face, and I was like, let me see if I can do that. But it doesn't cross through. But I do have Biden stutters.
You got to put your camera through it and then do it like super, like the
yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Input.
You can send me the link. You can send me the link and actually could put it here at the corner and take the logo down.
Yes.
Yeah, Bono's in the house. Yeah.
Hey, Harry, question for you. Are you having some internet issues?
I don't know. I keep thinking. It looks like it's happening. Look, it's like it's flickering. I'm trying to.
It's like you're stuttering a lot. I don't see.
Hard right now because
I don't see the other two stuttering, and you're stuttering like crazy.
Yeah.
The video is really just choppy.
Discord, it's like the normal stuff he does, so it's not hard to get a bingo.
It's not hard to get a bingo.
It is definitely not hard for him to get a bingo on this.
I just want to vomit when I see those two. God. Or those two.
Reinhold's being toxic. Oh, I know what it is.
In a backup or something.
Oh, I've got like 5 RDP windows open.
RDP windows? That usually doesn't take that much out anyway. I was having some problems the other day, and I realized my backup had kicked off, and I was like, oh, well, okay. You pause that for a minute.
Oops. Yes, Brian, only 5. All I need is 5, okay? 5 is all I need.
See, I don't use RDP anymore as much as I use tools that have all of the, like, RDP managers, right? So they have all the servers listed, and you just right-click and pop, pop, pop. So,
yeah.
Sort them out by customer. I guess it's all It's all fun.
Nice. Nice. These are my personal servers, so a little bit more difficult because they're not. I don't have all that. I don't have Windows Server licenses. Unless you want to come up off some keys right home.
What are they then? If they're not Windows servers.
Windows 10 VMs. All doing things.
It's still licensing. You have to have them licensed, right?
It is not my fault that Microsoft sees all of them as one license. That's not my fault.
Well, no, if you're doing Hyper-V, if you have Hyper-V enabled, you don't have to actually be doing Hyper-V. Just have Hyper-V enabled. You can have like four licenses per server. Four servers. You don't have to have... You can have one server, have Hyper-V enabled chassis? On it, and you can have four servers.
What about chassis that has four blades in it?
What's this by... I'm trying to think of how they do it. I think it's by server license. If you buy like two server license, or if you get a data center license, you can get like 16 virtual machine, 16 Windows licenses, standard Windows licenses for free.
Sweet. Give me. give me.
They pull up my MSDN. Get in trouble for that.
Right hole just finds one. Like, hold on, I got some 2016s here. Holding up my desk.
Oh, yeah. I still have DVDs of 2003 with the key on them. When I used to actually have a keys. I still remember back when we had Windows NT 4 and you just had to type in 11111 with the key.
Just get real.
Everybody was using that key.
Get real upset when the apocalypse happened and we got to load up a server to get something growing, and Reinhold's only DVD can find is 2003. It's like, Reinhold, out of all the servers, we just need one server to rock it. All you have is 2003. You want a server or not? Load it up.
I bet it works. You still do file services on it. I throw an Active Directory controller on there and this thing is still work.
Boot it up.
DNS, DHCP, it hasn't changed that much. Really, it might not be the most secure operating system running at the time.
But who's going to hack you in the apocalypse?
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, I probably have other things to worry about than whether somebody gets in and takes my data.
Yeah.
Still reminded of the Kids in the Hall bit that Dave Foley did with the apocalyptic DJ. That guy, that was so hilarious.
God, that's hilarious. Stop moving.
The president of the Senate, at the direction of that body, appoints the following senators as members of the part of the Senate to escort the president of the United States into the House chamber. The senator from New York, Mr. Schumer.
You know,
the senator from Illinois, Mr. Durbin.
What?
The senator.
When this used to be actually a respected thing, Michigan, a respected body. This pomp was impressive, and people really liked it. But
for that,
yeah, I remember the days. I remember the old days before Nixon.
The senator from Kentucky, Mr. McConnell,
was
the senator from South Dakota, the senator from Wyoming, Mr. Barrasso.
It's like so much stuff happened because of Nixon.
I missed you playing the bingo game.
The senator from Iowa, Ms. Ernst.
Like what?
The senator from Montana.
A good example is that the Records Act that everybody's whining about because of Trump and Biden and Pence. That was an act that didn't take effect until 1981. I think 81. It was signed into law in 78, but didn't take effect until 81. Yeah. So Carter didn't have to deal with it. So, and it was made because Nixon kept saying that all that stuff was his. You can't have this stuff. These are mine. These tapes, all this stuff is mine. And the courts were like, no. So they wrote the Presidential Records Act 1978 because of that. And that's what's getting everybody in trouble now.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. It's all, if you go back and look at all the stuff that came out of because of that, it's hilarious.
That's the best part of it, right? Oh, let me show you how this was really to blame. Nixon.
Yeah. He's the one who put the federal speed limit down to 75 or to 55. He's the one that tried to tell everybody they had to have their air conditioners at 68 or 672 or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but he set the temperature and he was trying to do price controls for everything. It was just a mess. He's one of the most liberal conservative presidents we've ever had.
Hippies revenge.
Oh, jeez. And then he started a drug war just so he could get he could destroy the communities of the hippies and the black people.
Yep. I thought you were going to give us a direct quote from Nixon there for a second.
Oh, I have a direct quote, but it's not from Nixon's chief of staff. He's like, you know, we knew that they weren't doing any more drugs than anybody else, but if you can disrupt their communities, you don't have to listen to them whining anymore, do you? I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
But yeah.
So when they announced somebody was going to walk the president in?
Yeah, Schumer and some other people.
Yeah.
And in about like
McCarthy, three nurses, I think, is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, he's only a couple years older than Trump. Hey, there's a guy with some hair.
Can you imagine the smell in there, like all the denture cream and whatever else they put on their body?
Denture cream, Bengay. Just, oof. Oh, man.
It's like grandma's house, but like, you know, politics. Don't creep her out like that, bro. You know what I mean? He just leaned into her. He's like, hey.
He's trying to get I'm attention. A senator. He was not a senator. Okay.
Do you know what we do when we go to Geneva for like our world conventions? The prostitution there is out of this world.
Whole room smells like potpourri.
I think it smells like old people farts.
Yep. Yep.
And I know exactly what that's like. Because I'm an old peaceful.
Did you just sit down one day and go, "Oof, it's like old people in here"? And you look around.
I've done that before. Yeah, you go, "Whoa, what was that? Oh, it was me. God damn! Better get to the doctor."
Yeah, glad I put a window in here.
Because after eating some Indian food or
got it. That's on the no-no list.
No, it's on the eat every day list. But I'm willing to pay the price. Of the Supreme Court.
Who's there taking a photo with his whole ass iPad? Look at it. He's not hoping to
that iPad. It's a boomer.
Hope it's an iPad, not like a laptop backwards.
It's a boomer. It's somebody's granddaughter gave it to him.
It takes better pictures because I can actually see them.
Gotta get all the formalities in place.
It's a stupid ceremony that doesn't matter anymore because nobody respects any of this stuff anymore.
It matters, Reinhold. Because if you don't, you disrupt the magic, all right, of the room, all right?
And if the magic is disrupted, then the government will fall apart. Go in there and disrupt it.
Exactly. Then we'll have to use
the... When did they put In God We Trust up there? I need to find that out, what year they did that. It had to be go after the 40s or 50s, yeah, McCarthy era. That's when they put it in the
or stupid the Catholics
pledge. No, the pledge was to go after the Catholics. The In God We Trust was to go after the godless commies.
Yeah.
Are they going to invite the Alaskan shaman in there? It's like, y'all remember him? It's like, it's your boy, the guy that grabbed the fucking podium and ran off with it.
Sorry.
Brazil had their own.
Yeah. That wasn't a podium. That's a lectern. Okay. All right. Big difference.
Big difference. He should be invited. It's like he's part of the government now. He managed to like steal it.
He didn't steal it. He moved a lectern 5 feet. Okay.
The hell?
What, the lectern or Jill?
Just the sheen on that dress.
Yeah.
It's like Carbono wax, I guess.
Put that on and said, like, I look good.
Well, Biden's so old, it's only movement and shiny objects that get his attention anymore. You know what I mean? This is like,
probably true.
Yeah, but you're assuming that she wants his attention.
God, I guarantee she hates it, bro. It's like, Biden's like, I got me some of those gas station pills today. Pacemaker's looking good. The gas station pills. The kid at the counter gave me a Red Bull. 26 hours. Let's go.
She reaches into the freezer, grabs an ice cream, and throws it across the room.
Mr. Speaker, the president.
I'm going to smell you so good, girl.
Oh, now the cabinet's coming. Jesus Christ. Who's the designated get out of jail free card this year? I wonder. Did they ever say?
I don't know.
Sitting in a bunker somewhere right now, just in case somebody blows the place up.
I'm just saying, like, if I was in office, I would request it. You know, be them with some wings.
I volunteer. I'll be playing some Fortnite while we're watching this thing.
Like, yeah, sit there like while they all dressed up. I'm here with some wings.
I'm in some sweats. I'm playing some Guild Wars 2.
It's probably like some like person no one cares about. Then like the place gets nuked. He's like, it's it, Tommy. Yeah. It's your time to shine. Yeah. It's like, let's roll this place with an iron fist. There's no government no more.
What was it like that TV long. Show where like it was like Disney and Survivor? Yeah, yeah. Think about that. You know, that could have been. What is it? I forgot the guy's name that lost the Fetterman. The other guy, the Dr. TV, Dr. Oz.
I'd be surprised if they don't have Santos stuck somewhere in it. He's not the one. He's not the one designated, but they just got him out of the room by telling them that.
Oh, yeah. Tricked him. God. Right. Oh, that's a pitch at the Netflix. All right. It's like designated survivor, but it's this lying politician, right?
It's a redundant statement.
And they keep him convinced that he is the president and give him a bunch of bullshit to do so he doesn't muck up votes.
Yeah, just like Dave, right? Yeah. Pretend the president had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pretend.
I don't wish that on anybody. Oh, you heard about Jerry Lawler, didn't you?
What?
What? Jerry Lawler was found face down in a parking lot. Had a blockage. He can't feel the right side of his body, and he can't talk right now.
Oh. Sad.
Yep. Sad thing, especially when I start seeing people my age or younger going. That's really the tough one. It's a slap in the face, like, hey, you know, you might want to do something with your life for once, finally. Instead of waiting to start it.
Like most boomers.
When I retire, I can finally have the life I want.
Will you, though? Of course, will you, though?
Of course, you can't make it to your retirement age because you work so hard to get there, and then if you do make it there, you got no energy or desire to do anything except sit in the house all day and not leave.
That's a good point.
She's like, let's go to Hawaii, and I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to leave the house, man. Let me go lay on the couch for a while, then we'll talk.
Can you pick me up a case of Mountain Dew?
Youth is wasted on the young, let me tell you. If we could just age backwards like that, you work your ass off while you're tired and everything, and then you finally retire when you're like 30 or 28 or something like that. And you just like, all right, now I can live my life.
Flipped off.
Yeah, it's like maybe Biden is just Benjamin Button. Maybe he's going backwards now. He got to that one point, now he's going to go backwards. He'll be president for the next, you know, six terms.
I finished my beer. Want to go get another one real quick?
You heard Trump attacking DeSantis today, didn't you?
Right, he's a groomer.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Call him a groomer.
Well, he had pictures of him as a teacher at a party with a bunch of high school girls, all laying on top of him. It was a drinking party.
There's going to be so much shit posting. Like, it's insane amounts of shit posting.
Well, the thing is, Trump's not going to be doing good because everybody's abandoning him. And they're going to go to DeSantis, and he's going to go batshit crazy trying to win that nomination back. So he's going to throw everything at this guy. It's going to be fun to watch. Meanwhile, Biden will just go through a hardly contested primary. Even though he promised he was only a one-term president, he promised he would not run again.
Three terms.
Yeah, that was epic rap battles, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And Obama, two terms.
Yeah, Obama versus Mitt Romney. Epic rap battle. That was a good one.
I thought the Trump Biden one was
actually really good.
Yeah, the Trump one was good.
The Trump Biden one was awesome. The Trump Hillary was good. The Trump Biden one was great.
I thought the Trump Biden one felt flat.
You think?
To me, yeah.
Oh man, there was some nasty ones in there.
It's flat.
Talking about there's no open season hunting. There's no hunting season for your dead brother's wife. You know that. That line was nasty.
Yeah.
We're talking about his family dying in a car wreck. Mm-hmm. There were some rough ones in there, man. It was good.
I like how they cheer this guy despite they fucking see him every day. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, bro.
We get to touch him near the president. We're not supposed to have any kings or revere the leader of the country in any way, but let's have all this pomp around what he says and does.
Exactly.
Might that's as well why be Trump a king.
That's what Trump was so awesome. Everyone hated him. Like you should. Wasn't inviting in places. Oh, we've got the president. Don't want him here. Good. Yes. Yes. Everyone should be like this. Every time. Everyone should be like this.
Come on, Joe. Grow up and smell somebody. That's what I want you to do. Taking off a bingo chart or something.
Go.
Grow up or smell. Come on.
I'm shocked. Like we're like basically on time. Okay, I'm shocked.
He's doing it up, man. He's got to get you know it's late for him.
Yeah, like just it's a little fact. Like it is. I really like. I think this
he's
is
going to deal with his early bird.
The first speech on time, like basically on time.
If people would quit. Shaking hands with him and let him get to the dance.
Did you see that? Like, he's like talking with everybody going down. Then, like, that, like, the black guy, I guess, right? Started talking to him, shaking his hand. Like, he looked at him for 1 second, turned the fuck around, started talking to the other old white guy. It's like, old have his heart die hard, Joe.
Yeah. Old I can't say heart. Anything about his hairline. So, on that one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll get you elected to office. We'll get you stuff more.
I need to get all this stuff back here put up here.
Did you just embrace the skullet?
Nah, I mean, I got tons of hair back here, man. You thin that out a little bit. Put it up on top.
Yeah, we're walking. We're walking. Yep. Yep. But eventually, we'll get some really nice commentary from the speech that's released. We got, yeah. Eventually.
The old farts in there.
Wow. Yeah.
And the young ones are terrible. That's the worst part. If the young ones were coming up and were good and smart and crisp and, you know, nailing it, that'd be something. But they're fucking they're lunatics, man. Bobert and MTG and AOC and all those people. I mean, AOC's probably the sanest one of the whole bunch. That's saying something.
Well, she's a champagne socialist, so yeah, that's pretty sane. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a, you know, like reformed conspiracy theorist. I think, you know, I think she's reformed. Calmed down a lot. I think it's she came calmed down a lot.
Well, you know, yeah,
she's trying to convince people that she's trying to convince people that
she will be
smart and serious,
stateswoman.
The thing with MTG is, she's not in Georgia as often anymore, so she doesn't know where to get meth around D.C.
it's really...
But she's going to be the next Pelosi if you don't be careful there.
I
know. Yeah.
Well, yes, she is. At least yes, we'll have 30 investigations into the Jewish space lasers.
Okay, first off, she didn't say that, okay? That was a Facebook post where she kind of claimed that lasers were used to set a forest fire, and then she alluded to a bank. A newspaper article alluded to Jewish bank. So she didn't say more Jewish space lasers.
You heard Joe Rogan today, didn't you?
No.
He said, so why can't I say anything about Jewish people liking money? We don't say anything bad about Italian people liking pizza.
You know what?
I mean, based and red-pilled.
Right, well, you should be careful. You will ethnically challenge me, you know, toeing that line. You should be careful.
I'm just repeating what was said.
Italians don't like pizza, though. It's like an American thing.
I know.
You know, I would be all for, like, towing that line there, but, like, you know, Yee has, like, made it shown, like, hey, black people can be racist. Oh, crap. Yee, what did you do to us? You're supposed to say whatever we wanted.
He took away the safeguard.
I know. I can just say, I felt comfortable saying any slur I wanted. Now I'm going to be careful.
Yeah. Well, you can get your practice. You can try to get the AI to AIGPT or whatever to be racist, say racist stuff.
You know, I gotta be careful. Like, I'm singing Indian songs, gotta check every word first. Like, can I say that now?
Our first lady and second gentleman, good to see you guys up there. Members of Congress,
like how you didn't say hi, Hunter. Where's Hunter? Hunter not coming? Hunter not allowed to come?
Well, come on. All right, Hunter. Hunter's not running for office. Okay, that's not fair.
Oh, Hunter's finally decided he's had enough, and he's got a lawyer, and he started lawsuits these last couple weeks.
Members of cabinet. He's just saber rattling. The least thing he wants is discovery.
No, I think he's put lawsuits out already for defamation.
Good luck.
Good luck. Fun. It's going to be such a shit show the next couple of years.
Unless he got a lot of stuff classified as it's classified, you know, they got classified. Hey, this is classified. You can't have this anymore. But I don't know.
I think he's suing the guy, the owner of the repair shop.
Which I don't know how can he?
Because he gave somebody else's information to other people, not just to the FBI. He gave it to private citizens. So he took somebody's private information and gave it to somebody else, which is technically you can't do that.
Yes, you can. But
the owner says he had abandoned it. It was after so many days, and it was his, and he could do what he wanted with it. So
you sure can.
We'll see how the laws.
That's how that, there. That's how the law is. There is no, dude. Like, I can take someone's laptop and just hand it to somebody. There's no law that it forces me to erase it or any shop to do it. There's no law for it.
Oh, I think there's a law about being, you know, doing service on it. I think so.
Nope. Just like a car. Nope.
He was in.
Nope. Just like a car. Drop your car off. I just wanted to, I don't have to clean the car out, make sure your artifacts out of here. I can just sell the car as is.
Highest bidder. But you don't have personal data in there.
Yes, there could be personal data in it. I, you know, the cards I bought from auction that like got letters back from the original owner. I got everything about them.
This time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader.
They usually clean that stuff out and throw all that stuff away, don't they?
Yeah, if you buy from auction, car dealerships do that.
I want to give special recognition to someone who I think is going to be considered the greatest speaker in the history of the House of Representatives, Nancy right Pelosi.
He's dead in his rights, you know. Because there is just no law for it. To like, do you have to erase his racist information?
Fun to watch.
Yeah, people are just scumbags. That's also a reason why when you go to recycle or give any of your information away, it's duty on you to recycle, to erase it, or the place you're giving it to is doing the erasing for you.
Giving up. It's a story unique among all nations. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it.
Are you sure, Joe?
The what?
We're so strong. We're so strong.
I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs. More jobs created in 2 years than any president has created in 4 years because of you.
I doubt those figures. That doesn't sound like
correct. No, they're true. They're actually true, but there were a bunch of jobs lost during COVID that just came back because we shut them down.
Well, you see what I'm saying? And do you get credit for creating a job when mom has to take on a second part-time job because of the inflation?
COVID no longer controls our lives. And 2 years ago, democracy faced...
Remember, COVID doesn't control our lives. Do we have to play the, you know, unbowed and unbroken. Count the mask?
He called COVID the greatest threat since the Civil War. It's like, bro, it's a flu. It's like,
you remember Hitler, dude?
We're writing the next chapter of the great American greatest story.
I didn't think about that right off.
Worse than Hitler.
Worse than America, they do, believe it or not. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this.
Jim Crow. That wasn't that bad.
Apparently, clearly. Get over it.
Get over it.
You know, we're often told
just walk it off 2 weeks.
Can't work together.
Over the past 2 years, if Rosa Parks would have just stayed at home for 2 weeks to lower the curve.
We disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together. Came together to defend a stronger and safer Europe. It came together to pass once in a generation infrastructure law, building bridges connecting our nation and our people. We came together to pass the most significant law ever, helping victims exposed to toxic burn pits. And in fact,
you mean the military? You mean the military who should have some of the best health care in the country, but doesn't.
Where are these toxic burn pits? You know, he's like, we got toxic burn pits out there. It's like, what? The guy burning the tire?
I got one in my side yard over here. I burn stuff all the time.
No, it was happened over in the sandbox. We exposed, well, not we as you and I, but the United States government exposed a lot of military people to burn pits as they're burning things.
Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
Do you know who they just elected in the office?
We could work together. I don't know, but do you want to? Do
you? Yeah, Matt Gaetz is the guy who's going to get it done for you, man.
He's got the look of someone else to work together.
For the sake of power, conflict. For the sake of conflict.
That's the thing about the military is that, you know, they have free health care while you're in the military. It just sucks. It's military doctors.
This thing's kept talking about
my knees. I'm like, I'm going to see you.
I know.
For decades, the middle class has been hollowed out.
Ask, you know, like you ask the veterans, like, who would you, what doctor you would see private in the United States, VA, or go to Mexico? Please rank the three.
My grandfather always went to the VA, but
I thought you could say Mexico.
When he broke his hip, that he went to the VA.
Yeah, my dad goes to the VA as well.
Our sense of self-worth.
Does he
want? They asked him when he got there. They asked him. To make sure our economy. We want to make sure you're as active so we can after you broke your hip as you were before. How active were you before? And he said, "Well, I broke my hip when I fell while I was bowling." Because when the middle class, so they were like, "Okay, we'll get you." Have a ladder
up, and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well.
Bernie with his mask on.
Bernie shocked at his goggles.
He really would say this. It's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect.
No, I know it's a paycheck.
Look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. Well, folks, so let's look at the results. We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low. A near record.
Is it though?
A near record unemployment.
Is it?
It is, but what they don't tell you is that they don't count people who haven't been, who aren't looking for a job or who haven't been able to find a job after 6 months or whatever, some period of time.
Yeah, so.
The fastest growth in 40 years.
And it's easy to keep the unemployment rate down when you're not letting anybody into the country to take low-paying jobs. So now all these people are taking, Americans have to take these low-paying jobs that they don't want.
Mm-hmm. For too many decades, well, that's how Trump inflated his numbers by making sure that only people are exporting
American products. Biden's not doing any different that way.
That's true. The Title 40. Yeah,
immigration rules.
Yeah, what's Title 40?
Borders are all open.
Yeah, you notice like he kept pushing, like keeping it like, what is it, like the emergency powers until after the speech when they get past this
brutal war in Ukraine, disrupted energy supplies as well as food supplies, blocking all that grain in Ukraine.
But God, let's get that grain back.
Except they agreed to let the grain flow. The grain hasn't been locked up.
God, what is the settlers of Catan?
Down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down. Not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months.
You are lying, bro.
So inflation did exist.
He's technically true. Existed.
Food inflation did exist. You have been lying.
No. It spiked, and now it's coming down. It doesn't mean it's down to where it was before.
And
it's still increasing.
Yeah, inflation is still happening. It's just slower.
Small businesses and active homes. The GDP has actually been increasing too, like 2.5%. So.
Yeah.
Well, for leading that effort, yeah, it's easy to increase GDP when everybody's spending more. And the historic
laws reenacted that are going to just come into being. Standing here last year, I shared with you a story of American genius and possibilities. Semiconductors. Yeah. Small computer chips the size of a fingerprint. The power
Elon Musk, come on down.
No, remember like when he brought the electric manufacturers in, he snubbed Elon Musk, which I'm okay with. But California, who's outpacing everyone else for buying electric cars, mostly bought Teslas.
They're trading them in now for other ones because they don't like
Elon anymore.
So getting rid of
that's not what happens.
Today's automobiles need 3,000 chips, each of those automobiles. But American automobiles couldn't make enough cars because there weren't enough chips. Car prices went up. People got laid off. So did everything from refrigerators to cell phones. We can never let that happen again. That's why. That's why.
Well, I'm outlawing viruses.
I love the virus.
You're going to have to beat like lithium miners in like the middle of the Congo, bro. Like you're just not going to do that. No one's going to pay those prices for chips.
I know I've been criticized for saying this, but I'm not changing my view. We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America. The supply chain begins in America.
It's going to begin. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Different than what Trump was saying.
Yeah. No, I was about to say. did Trump get actually sworn back in on like March? No, you understand.
Trump is just the, but Biden's just the Trump. Trump's just Obama. Obama's just Bush, and Bush was just Clinton.
I mean, all across the country, not just the coast, but through the middle of the country as well.
That have
announced more than I haven't heard hardly any new ideas or anything coming out of Washington for years. I mean, the only good thing that I've heard recently is that the Republicans, who like really don't like, are pushing the Fair Tax Act. Literally, the only bad thing is that they're going to fuck it up so bad that nobody will give it a chance at some point in the future, but at least they're trying.
I was getting ready to ask you, like, well, how bad do they butcher it? You're just, you're like, no, no, that's awful.
Oh, no, it's
not really a fair tax when they got done with it.
I haven't seen what their bill looks like, but the original fair tax was the most progressive tax possible over the income tax and anything else. Because we work together, these jobs, but it would be considered socialism because you give a pre-bate to everybody. Started. You give them like, here's living expenses. We're just going to give you a check for that every month. Well, so much more, you don't think the Republicans are going to let that fly, right? So they're going to rip that out of there. Then it's just going to be a regular old sales tax at that point. That's the most regressive.
Talk to mayors and governors, Democrats and Republicans, and they'll tell you what this means for their communities. We're seeing these Field of Dreams transform to the heartland. But to maintain the strongest
I'm waiting for the AI tax.
We need the best infrastructure in the world. And folks.
But you just signed this big infrastructure bill. Why is the infrastructure fixed yet?
We're going to have this great. It's going to be great. We're going to put fiber to every house. We're going to increase the, you know.
Meanwhile, my road that I live off of is gravel.
The United States of America, 13th. In the world of infrastructure, modern infrastructure.
I thought you'd be wanting a flying car anyways.
Because we came together and passed a bipartisan.
I gave up on the promise of the flying car. We've been lied to by the Jetsons.
I don't want universal income. I want universal basic electricity, okay? Right?
Universal cell phone coverage, universal cable.
Major airports from Boston to Atlanta to Portland. Projects that are going to put thousands of people to work rebuilding our highways, our bridges, our roads, our tunnels, ports, airports, clean water, high speed internet.
Fiber to every house, 10 times the cost of everyone else. Urban,
rural, tribal. And folks,
Brian just like just with your sad clouds.
I have fiber to my house. I'm good. So I have a co-op where I live. So everybody in the area owns a piece of this company. So we get to direct it. We got fiber to our house. I have great internet.
And
when I call in and I got a problem, since I'm an owner,
I got to fix it myself.
They do what I say. They take care of it. Because I'll vote them all out at the next board meeting. I go to the annual board meetings. I sit there and listen to them and elect people and...
Reinhold puts on the Carhartt. He's like, "Well, I got to go out there and fix the generator because the power went out there, and I got to make sure I get the internet for tonight to play some Paladins." You know, it's like, you fix your own fiber. That's the thing. Like, since you own it, you got to fix it.
They just send you the tools, community fiber tools.
Every single day across the Ohio River.
I just think a lot of things that are infrastructure based should be done as co-ops and not as government controlled.
I went there last month.
Things would get be a lot better off.
Sounds a little commie to me.
I know. Sounds a little socialist, doesn't it? A little Marxist.
Commie. Joe, I'm
in a commune.
I met a young woman named Sarah.
Uh-oh, she's got a story.
I don't know where Sarah is. Is she up in the box? I don't know.
Sarah, she's in the box. Stand up. Oh, wait. Well, Sarah, who was that?
For 30 years, I learned, she told me she'd been a proud member of the Iron Workers Local 44, known as...
Come on, Sarah, get down here so I can give you a sniff.
The cowboys in the sky.
That color needs to stay out there.
Right? She's been working on the bridges for 30 years.
Sarah said she can't wait to be 10 stories above the Ohio River building that new bridge. God bless her. That's pride. And that's what we're also building. We're building back pride. Look, We're also replacing poisonous lead pipes that go into 10 million homes in America.
Come get mine out of my house. Let's go. Where's that my money?
I'm sure those people with those lead pipes don't know anyways.
Every child in America.
Where's my money for that? I'm getting ready to spend $1,000 to have mine replaced. Give me a chunk of money for that.
Tax credit.
Something. You won't get rid of my student loans. Give me something. Oh, you're not going to mention the failure of getting the student loans through, are you, Biden?
God, these millennials and their student loans, right?
Which many thousands are doing across the country. And when we do these projects, and again, I get criticized for this, but I make no excuses for it. We're going to buy America. We're going to buy America. Folks.
Are we going to buy American? Are we?
We're going to buy American. Just like all that stuff, all the Nissan is made in America, right?
What you don't like, Jacko crap Chinese transmissions in Nissan.
Democrat and Republican. Not anymore. Tonight, I'm announcing new standards require all construction materials used in federal infrastructure projects to be made in America.
Oh, no.
Okay, but you don't make the superconductors like those. Those come from Korea.
That doesn't work, bro.
Do we even do steel anymore? I thought that was all China now.
No, like you go up near like Cleveland, doesn't really exist there anymore.
Yeah, we make some in Southern Indiana. I think we got a few.
JP Morgan or who was it? Had the steel.
I don't know if they could come up with the capacity though.
So many of you listen to me tonight.
They'd have to spin up. So.
I know you feel it.
Then you got to find people who have someone like working there. But Title 42 will open up and we'll get those people in here. We'll get those people in the past 4 decades.
Too many people have been left behind and treated like they're invisible. Maybe that's you watching from home. Remember the jobs that went away. You remember them, don't you?
Do you remember them? Yeah.
Well, I have them all, and you can't have them. Without having to move
away. Well, that's why I get that. That's why we're building an economy where no one's left behind. Jobs are coming. Yeah,
said Brian.
Oh boy,
he's just trying to. Brian's just listening to us. Talking
no no worker left behind is, you know, is going to be just as bad as no child left behind.
Buy American after a retag it. Was it clears customs? That's probably true.
For example, too many of you lay in bed at night like my dad did.
Yeah, the Chinese blues got great drops. That's all you're
wondering. What in God names happens? If your
I've played Animal Crossing.
Gets cancer.
I've got a slingshot.
Or your child gets deadly ill. Or something happens to you.
I'm upset that Fetterman doesn't have a hoodie on. I'm upset.
Or you're going to have to sell the house or try to get a second mortgage on it. I get it.
I really expected it to be like a specially made Carhartt.
He gets how hard it is for medical, when you have medical issues and you have to spend money. And my last fix, Obamacare, that I was part of getting in place, didn't fix it. So now listen to me fix it this time.
Now I'm really going to fix it.
We pay more for prescription drugs than any on Earth. For example, 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. Many of you in this chamber do.
Maybe get rid of the diabetes problem and you won't have to worry about spending money on the diabetes medicine.
To control their diabetes.
Okay. All right. Right home.
He just called the entire floor fat. He's like, many of you in here have diabetes.
I can see you.
You're fat.
You don't do, none of y'all do cardio. Looking at you, Ted Cruz.
Now, Ted Cruz eats a lean vegan diet of hikers and teens trying to hook up in Lover's Point.
Ted Cruz is like, it's high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes.
Zodiac killer. Okay, not anymore, but how are you going to actually fix it?
Now, like right home,
price controls, because that always works. It's worked every single time anybody's tried to do price controls.
Many things that we did are only now coming to fruition.
Oh, sweet. Obamacare is probably going to work.
This, and we said we passed the law to do it. But people didn't know because the law didn't take effect until January 1 of this year. We capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors on Medicare.
Just the Cabot, old people? Cabot,
Cabot. Like just seniors on Medicare. That's it. If you're not on Medicare, you're fucked. I'm sure you're getting the same
calls. Like, I'm pretty sure diabetes is more dangerous for, like, young people than of other Americans senior citizens. But
do not or are not on Medicare. Pretty much.
Whatever, Joe.
200,000 young people.
Come on, Bernie. Come on, bro. Like, it's 2 or 3 years, Bernie.
Maybe he's got a scare. All right.
Let's here's the thing. I for everybody at $35. All right. Japanese people have been wearing masks for decades because, you know, it's what not that you, stupid of an idea.
What you don't see probably is that the Democratic caucus actually has a muzzle on him.
But the thing is, all right, so we could probably cap the cost of insulin to $35 if the United States government just buys the right to make insulin. Just buy it. Just buy it. Take a loan out and buy it. Drug costs
for seniors on well, Medicare. It's not called buying. It's called nationalizing. You're going to nationalize diabetes medicine.
You know right, hold on. I use the word you buy. The buyback program.
Suggests that actual money is going to be made by somebody who currently owns the product.
For the cancer drug. Right, hold on. You were making me sound awful here. All right, so we buy back it.
We're finally giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices.
But thanks, Brian. Thanks. Now you're on my side. Buy back better.
Bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors money. It cuts the federal deficit by billions of dollars.
How?
By hundreds of billions of dollars.
Is it an ROI thing?
The pixie dust takes care of it.
No, it cuts the deficit by letting the seniors die because of shortages.
Well, guess what? Mm.
And how can I do this? Why, I went out and found these magic beans.
And by the way, I am upset that he's actually cogent tonight. And
I know it's not. I'm actually upset that he only cares about the boomers, bro. Like, it's just like I hear like drug costs and like price costs going down.
Medicare, old people. Yeah.
That's okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
As my football coach used to say, lots of luck in your senior year.
I mean, you only ruined the economy in the first place, you know?
Make no mistake. If you try anything to raise the cost of presenting jobs, I will veto it.
As soon as done, I will veto it. How? How? How would you veto
it? Who's going to raise the price of prescription drugs? I don't understand the whole concept.
How is Congress
making
a
law that does that? They're making laws that end up doing that, but they're not making laws that do that.
Look, what you don't understand, he's so old, he remembers Hammurabi's code with, like, the list of prices for, like, wool and shit like that, and that's just what he's going off of. He's like, I remember Hammurabi's code.
Can't charge. It works so well in the 30s.
And the benefit expires in 2025. So my plea to some of you... Did Biden
play football? I don't.
Let's finish the job and make these savings permanent. Expand coverage of Medicaid.
Yeah, universal Medicaid.
I thought we had Obamacare. We didn't need that.
Look at all these old people like clapping super hard, dude. They're like, hell yeah, brother. I get to save my money. Fuck those kids. You know, it's like,
But Reinhold, a lot of those people who are voting now don't remember any of that, you know? Like, take like Vosh and Hassan, like those two people are there. They're they were in high school. They don't remember any of that.
Devastating aftermath of record floods, droughts, storms, and wildfires from Arizona to Mexico to all the way up to the Canadian border. More timber has been burned than I've observed from helicopters than the entire.
What?
Why are you doing this, you crazed bastard?
He just spends his weekends out in helicopters, just flying around, looking at things burning. I can respect that. I can respect the.
He has them set fires for his entertainment.
Clearly.
You got to test fight those fires, right? Let's get some going so you can test.
He's just in a helicopter checking out burning timber. Like, hey, there's a fire over here. Let's go look at it.
That was a good freeze right there.
Chase some migrant children into the fire. And then Biden cackled.
You remember how we got gas stations all over the country? You remember when the government came in and mandated that there were gas stations everywhere? Because there weren't going to be it if they didn't do that, right?
No,
the only way to solve that problem is the government to come in and mandate gas stations all over the place. Red or blue state.
I don't know if Reinhold's trolling me and I missed something in history class.
It might be a little bit of sarcasm on that one.
All right, good, good. I don't know. It's like, man. Last, it's like, what?
It's 70s when you had to have a your coupons for how much you could buy that week, how much gas you could buy. You push your car into the gas station.
We got to finish the job. We
pay for price controls
for our future by finally making the wealthiest and biggest corporations begin to pay their fair share.
So,
define fair share.
Define. You're a lawyer. Define it. Oh, sorry.
Look, I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist, but pay your fair share. I think a lot of you at home, agree with me and many people that you know.
Do that.
The tax system is not fair. It is not fair.
Joe, I did my taxes this year, buddy, and like my child credit was not as high as it used to be. So like, I don't care about the corporation, my dude.
That in 2020, 55 of the largest corporations in America, the Fortune 500, made $40 billion in profits and paid zero in federal taxes? Zero?
That sounds like a lie. Simply sounds like fair. A lie.
But now, they do. There's offsets that you have to pay if you do things for accounting and things like that. There's accounting tricks they do all the time for that shit. But, yeah, but they're the ones that wrote those. Yeah. They're the ones that created the situation to begin with.
Yeah. But what do you mean by minimum? But what do you mean they paid zero in federal taxes? It just seems bunk. Either paid it beforehand with losses or somewhere else. They just
or
they don't, you know, no one gets that.
Or
no
it's
one gets
paid that in paycheck. Hidden taxes that that's a long story.
No one gets out without paying taxes.
We have to reward work, not just wealth.
Yeah, but the thing is, companies don't pay taxes. The people who buy their stuff pays the taxes.
There's 1,000 billionaires in America. It's up from
this whole nonsense of companies paying taxes. They don't.
Should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter. I mean it. Think about it.
All right. See, that's if someone's making $1 billion a year, Joe. But that's on income.
I know. It's on earned income. It's a lower rate on earned income than on actual income. So you wanted to, they're getting taxed twice, and that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Have you they're getting taxed on the profit, then they're getting taxed on the interest from the profit.
Last year, they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. Oh, man. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say,
well, how can they increase domestic production when you've pulled all the permits that would allow them to increase domestic production?
For at least another decade. And that's going to exceed.
That's quitter talk, Paul.
And beyond that, we're going to need it. Production.
Yeah, they're laughing at him about that one.
I thought you were going electric. I thought you were going electric.
That's why he was just saying that they didn't do it because I said we're going to get rid of using gas. So why would we put money into it?
Yeah, it's a bad investment.
Yeah.
That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investments.
Quadruple?
On corporate stock buyback. So they want corporations to be privately owned anymore. Once you go public, you got to stay public.
That's all that does.
Instead of cutting the number of audits for wealthy taxpayers.
Or they're just going to make shell companies and just buy themselves to private.
$1 billion by cracking down on wealthy.
Just own all the stock.
Yeah.
Or keep it public, but own all the stock.
Divest all of the assets to a non-public company,
Or to a company that isn't headquartered in the United States.
By more than $1.7 trillion, the largest deficit reduction in American history.
Yep. Your company's worth nothing. Quadruple is nothingness. 4 years in a row. It's very easy.
Because those record deficits, no president added more to the national debt in any 4 years than my predecessor. Nearly 25% of the entire national debt took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts.
With the Democrats were in control of the House and the Senate.
How did Congress respond to that debt? They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling three times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills.
Yeah, Republicans are really kind of complaining about this stuff. So tonight I'm sorry, but he's speaking facts right now.
It's absolutely is correct. But it's not like the president can just do that. Congress.
He's not in charge of all that stuff. Congress is in charge of it, and Congress was run by Democrats at the time. But we also had a global pandemic that happened too. So yeah, but
instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion.
Can you imagine him doing this stuff during other presidents' State of the Union?
Yeah, remember, like, the you lie.
How much trouble did the guy get into, the Joe the Plumber guy or whatever? Or I don't remember what it was, but somebody yelled something. Oh, somebody called somebody a liar during the State of the Union.
Yeah, they yelled you lie.
Kind of crap. Now listen to them. They don't care anymore.
No. We're 4 years from Caney. 4 years from McCain.
The idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be spent. All
right. You got them to publicly state it? Oh, that's good. We'll see how long that lasts. Of course, you can't fix the deficit without doing something about it, but that's okay. We'll just ignore that part.
Social Security and Medicare are a lifeline for millions of seniors. Americans have to pay into them from the very first paycheck they started. So tonight...
Have to. Maybe they didn't have to.
We are. Let's stand up for seniors.
The 10th time he's like went to bat for boomers. Like the 10th time. He's just like, yeah, these old people.
Show them. We will not cut Social Security. We will not cut Medicare.
We will suck the blood from the young and live immortality like we're vampires.
Just like every generation before us.
I'll stop them. I'll veto it.
I don't know. Gen Z and millennials probably just go out the door like, nah, bro, we got these self-delete cabinets.
Like if you were like a millennial or Gen Z, why would you care like whatever he's saying? Because like none of this applies to you. You know what I mean? Like zero of this applies. The medicine, the Social Security.
Oh, it does apply because they're the ones who are going to be paying for it. We're buying.
All right, so I'm for legalizing.
We're buying comfort on the backs of our grandkids having to pay for it, and they're just going to do the same thing to their grandkids.
Yeah,
I can tell you.
I don't know, man.
The plan I'm going to show is going to cut the deficit by another $2 trillion.
Millennials and Gen Z,
Medicare or Social Security. In fact,
they like self-deletion.
Beatings will continue until the
at least two decades.
Don't forget the beatings will continue until morale improves. Solid, right? Is that what we're doing?
Well.
Yep.
We'll not raise taxes on anyone making under 400 grand, but we'll pay for it the way we talked about tonight, by making sure that the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share. Look.
And pass it on to the poor people.
Here's the deal.
And higher prices.
They aren't just taking advantage of the tax code. They're taking advantage of you, the American consumer. Here's my message to all of you out there. I have your back. We're already preventing Americans from receiving surprise medical bills. Stopping $1 billion surprise bills per month so far. We're protecting.
How are they doing that, Michael?
I have the faintest idea.
Locking down the nursing homes that commit fraud.
Probably just Medicaid stuff.
Patient safety, prescribed drugs that are not needed.
We'd have to get Brian on here to explain that to us.
Because they can finally get a hearing aid over the counter without a prescription.
Look. Well, that's the thing. Like, if you got a, you can get a non-medical hearing aid far cheaper than a medical hearing aid. Just like the glucose meter. Like, I kept my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, right? She wants to get one of those digital meters, like, before her insurance. It's expensive, but I go, like, here, look, you can get one from the gym. $3 a month. Slap it in. It's non-medical, but it does the exact same thing.
My wife's hearing aids cost $5,000. This is before well, we still had to have a prescription, so we'll see how it turns out. Because I'm sure that you can find Apple already has pods, right? So those buds and pods and things, how long does to make that just a hearing aid, you know?
There are ones that are out there like that. You can buy ones that will enhance your hearing, but they're non-medical.
Right, well, she needs medical grade because she.
Oh, no, they're non-medical, but you know, so they're, but they're just, example, you know, they're almost sold as spy tools. Up front, but they work the exact same thing. Look it up; it's pretty neat.
Or delayed, we reduce exorbitant bank overdrafts by saving consumers more than $1 billion a year. We're cutting credit card late fees by 75% from $30 to $8.
Now, how do you have the power to do that? Look,
junk fees. Don't use credit cards. Listen, if you get late fees on a credit card, you can't use a credit card. It's okay. You can't use a credit card.
Don't use credit card to go buy McDonald's and end up paying 30%. Interest on that stupid McDonald's, that Big Mac.
Don't use a credit card. Gets away with it. Which is fine. 90% of Americans can't use credit cards. Don't use them.
It's called the Junk Fee Prevention Act. We're going to ban surprise resort fees that hotels charge on your bill.
Oh, now they're spitting to me.
Up to $90 a night in hotels that aren't even resorts.
Exactly. Thank you. Finally, Joe. Yeah. We'll talk about get those resort fees.
The cable, internet, and cell phone companies can charge you $200 or more if you decide to switch to another provider. Give me a break. We can stop.
I have a question. I'm looking through the Constitution that I have here in front of me, and I'm trying to figure out where the power to do this comes from. Charging $50 round
trip for family just to be able to sit together. We've added some amendments.
Let's see. Did I miss a footnote, or do I have the treat your child like not the latest version? Yeah, there have been some rewrites.
Yeah, we're on update 8 now.
Does Joe know that like internet providers are usually monopolies? Like you can't just go change from Comcast if it's the only thing in your town. You know what I mean?
Well, who made them a monopoly?
But hey, they're not going to charge you anymore.
Workers and spaghetti. Meanwhile, I switched from Verizon to Mint Mobile and saved a ton of money.
We're beginning to restore the dignity of work.
You too.
For example,
Ryan Reynolds is not going to come to your house and shower.
Didn't until 2 years ago.
I don't care. I'm paying a third of what I was paying. I'm happy. I don't ever have to see Ryan Reynolds.
$30 million. So a cashier at a burger place can't walk across town and take the same job at another burger place and make a few bucks more. It just changed.
What?
But they just changed it because we exposed it. That was part of the deal, guys. Look it up. But not anymore. We're banning those agreements, so companies have to compete for workers and pay them what they're worth.
Why are the Republicans against that again? I don't understand.
This is bound to get a response from my friends on my left but the right. I'm so sick and tired of companies breaking the law by preventing workers from organizing. Pass the PRO Act, because business have a right. Workers have a right to form a union.
This is, I mean,
I'm not a member of a union. I will probably never be one, but they shouldn't be illegal.
Family medical leave, affordable child care.
But they shouldn't be allowed to gang press the people that don't want to be a
member. Yeah, it shouldn't be if you don't want to be a member of the union, you can't work there type thing. That's the stupidest. That's the bad part. It should be free organization, not forced organization.
Well, the owner of the business should, like, if he just wants to hire people from the union, he should be able to do that if he wants to.
We increase economic growth. So let's finish the job and get more families access to affordable, quality housing. Let's get seniors
want to stay in their homes, the care they need to do so. Let's give more breathing room to millions of family caregivers looking after their loved ones. Pass my plan so we get seniors and people with disabilities the home care and services they need.
More seniors.
So
we have paying for all this again? And you're going to cut the deficit. You're going to not touch Social Security and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay all this money out to all these people to make them happy and their life better.
Well, beyond that,
how are you doing that?
Beyond that,
print machine go brr.
We have a housing crisis where we have skyrocketing house prices, and it's doing large. We have up until the last couple of months. Jill,
my wife, it's going down fast. It's
yes, because the payments have tripled. On a doubling of interest rates, but
wait till you're in a home that's only worth a third of what you paid for it because you had to buy it in the top of the market. Economic competition
of 21st. You can't afford to pay it. That's where I point and laugh because even if it goes down by 60%, my house is still worth more than I bought.
Well, and the same with cars right now. People are going to be screwed in cars. They're upside down, way over upside down on some of these vehicles.
Mm-hmm. But
and they're just going to let them get repoed to save the
but we're going to pay to keep seniors like Nan, who's living out of two rooms in her four bedroom house, and by the way she sleeps in the downstairs living room because she can't go upstairs anymore, and we're going to pay to keep somebody going in there to keep her living in that place. Like, no, it's time to downsize
and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school.
When you protect people from college, those choices that they should make for themselves,
it warps the market.
Paul's like, and that's when I swoop in like the slumlord I am, and I take it from Nan. And
don't fucking call me a slumlord.
Get him, Paul.
Hey.
No. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And we were shutting down everything.
Paul said you're on thin ice.
Not a mic. Recognize
how far we came in the fight against the pandemic itself.
I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
The virus is not gone.
I don't know what that is.
The resilience of the American people and the ingenuity of medicine.
It's my heart with Paul's anger. I'm like,
One word, Santa, Reinhold. Santa.
Our country. We opened our country back up, and soon we'll end the public health emergency. But that's called a public health emergency. But we'll remember the toll and pain that's never going to go away. More than 1 million Americans lost their lives to COVID. 1 million. Families grieving, children orphaned, empty chairs at the dining room table constantly reminding you that she used to sit there. Remembering them, we remain vigilant. We still need to monitor dozens of variants and support new vaccines and treatments. So Congress needs to fund these efforts and keep America safe.
Oh, good, good. And as we keep giving money to the Pfizer.
Stronger. We're also got to double down on prosecuting criminals who stole relief money meant to keep workers and small businesses afloat.
Whoa, Joe, like you gave me the money, bro. Like, let's be real. You gave me the money.
It defines stole.
Before I came to office, you remember, during that campaign, the big issue was about inspector generals who would protect taxpayers' dollars who were sidelined. They were fired. Many people said, we don't need them. And fraud became rampant. Last year, I told you the watchdogs are back. Since then, we've recovered billions of taxpayers' dollars. Now let's triple the anti-fraud strike force going after these criminals, double the statute of limitations on these crimes, and crack down on identity fraud by criminal syndicates stealing billions of dollars from the American people.
I feel like he's mad because he got ransomware once, and he's like, let me show you. I'm going to double these statute of limitations. I had Candy Crush on there. I had, like, high scores on it. I couldn't get it.
Look.
You know, it's an absolute damn shame that, like, you know, somebody on that stage
first spent 40, 50, 60 years of their existence on this earth building up a system that wasn't supposed to be used as a single point of identification into a massive network centered on a like few digits that are assigned to you near your birth. You know.
Paul, do you think he's going to mention student loan debt? You think he's
just to mention student loan stuff just a minute ago, but he didn't go into the debt part.
I wonder why he kind of just
skirted that one.
Yeah. Ooh, helping young people. What? I got the boomers, me and my boys.
There's no words to describe the heartache or grief of losing a child. But imagine if you lost that child at the hands of the law. Imagine having to worry whether your son or daughter came home from walking down the street, playing in the park, or just driving a car.
Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine there's no
heaven. Never had to have the talk.
It's easy if you try.
The talk the brown and black parents have had to have with their children. Bo, Hunter, Ashley, my children. I never had to have the talk with them. I never had to tell them.
You probably should have, bro. Your kid's kind of a little bit crazy.
Don't reach for your license.
Bo's fine.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Well, for what we know, having to worry like
that. The kid got in a car. Here's what Tyree's mother shared with me when I spoke to her. When I asked her how she finds the courage to carry on and speak out, the faith of God, she said her son was, quote, a beautiful soul, and something good will come of this. Imagine how much courage and carry that takes. It's up to us, to all of us.
You got to disband the police? Because that's the best way to do it.
Violence. Law enforcement earns the community's trust. Just as every cop, when they pin on that badge in the morning, has a right to be able to go home at night. So does everybody else out there.
That's for the police union.
Our children have a right to come home safely.
Damn. Shame that we can't find who's responsible for the 40 years of bad drug war policy.
It's a shame there, Paul. I wish we had someone who was like in office during that time. That, you know, we could almost put a finger on that senator.
We know we asked them in many cases to do too much, to be counselors, social workers, almost psychologists, responding to drug overdoses, mental health crises, and so much more. In one sense, we asked much too much of them. I know most cops and their families are good, decent, honorable people, the vast majority.
Something, something, 60%, something, something, domestic abuse, something, something.
You know? Not saying there's a lot of domestic abuse, but like there's a lot of falling downstairs.
Now, there's a lot of things going around about 40% of cops beating their wives, and that's wrong. 40% of cops' wives admit that their husbands beat them.
Hold them to higher standards. Help them succeed in keeping us safe.
That's a good one there, Paul.
We also need more first responders and professionals to address the growing mental health and substance abuse challenges. More resources to reduce violent crime and gun crime.
Replacing all the police cars with tanks and arming them with further than arming the social. Yeah. Are we taking the armored tanks and stuff back from the cops? Like the Bearcats? Can we remove the Bearcats?
Can help prevent violence in the first place.
You're going to get rid of no-knock raids, which is like the biggest problem of that at all?
Police department. Yeah,
can we get rid of no-knock raids? Trust.
They must be held accountable.
Speaking of no-knock,
with the support,
can we track down that noise?
With the support.
What noise?
Of the families of victims.
Have you stopped hearing the law enforcement tap, 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 tap?
An executive order for all federal officers. Banning chokeholds, restricting no-knock warrants, and other key elements of the George Floyd Act.
Yeah, clearly.
Let's commit ourselves to make the word.
I don't want a George Floyd Act. What happened to Breonna Taylor rule? Stop the no-knock raids.
Something good.
Why are we deifying George Floyd?
And all of us.
The patron saint.
All of us.
Thank you. Wasn't he responsible for like all that shit though? Like straight out.
All of us in the
chamber. Yeah. If anyone else is here, you know, him and his cop buddy behind him.
We can't turn away. Let's do what we know in our hearts. What we need to do. Let's come together to finish the job on police reform. Do something. Do something.
But isn't that a local state thing?
That was the parents who lost their children.
Yeah. Like police departments aren't even like, do something. They're basically chartered by a city. They're not even constitutional.
Yeah. So.
Thank God we did. Passing the most sweeping gun safety law in three decades. That includes things like that the majority of responsible gun owners already support enhanced background checks for 18 to 21 years old, red flag laws, keeping guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and others. But we know our work is not done. Join us tonight is Brandon Say, a 26-year-old hero. Brandon put his college dreams on hold to be at his mom's side. His mom's side when she was dying from cancer.
You know, he was Asian. I thought he was going to bring up he's a rooftop Korean. I'm like, Joe, come on, bro. He's like, yeah, he just blasting.
He works at the dance studio started by his grandparents. And 2 weeks ago, during the Lunar New Year celebrations, he heard the studio door close. He saw a man standing there pointing semi-automatic pistol at him.
I really hate the phrase semi-automatic pistol.
But he thought about the people inside. And in that instant, he found the courage to act and wrestle the semi-automatic pistol away from the gunman who had already killed 11 people in another dance studio. 11. He saved lives. It's time we do the same. Banned assault weapons now.
He had a semi-auto pistol. Ergo, ban assault weapons.
It's assault pistols. We did this in 94.
That ban was law. Mass shootings went down. After we let it expire in the Republican administration, mass shootings tripled. Let's finish the job.
All violence went down.
What? All right, so the Republican administration of 96? So, really? Really?
But no, like... He's ignoring the fact that violence across the board went down from the early 90s through the mid-2000s.
All I'm saying is there was a mass shooting in the 90s. In Reno.
We launched a new border plan last month. Unlawful migration.
You're going to a high school and Doom music starts to play? It's like, hey, you know.
97% is a consequence of that. But American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Oops. How about Manifest Destiny 2.0?
Way to citizenship for dreamers. Those on temporary
the border is a lot easier to close on the southern tip of Mexico.
Here in the saying. People's house.
Manifest Destiny 2.0.
It's our duty to protect all the people's rights and freedoms.
From ice cap to ice cap.
Congress must restore the right. And the... Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade. Give every woman a consular right. The vice president and I are doing everything.
Damn, it's a shame you guys didn't have fucking months to do that.
Yeah, to do that, just to, you know, put something together, put it past it.
Make no mistake about it. If Congress passes a national ban, I will veto it. But let's also pass.
It's another thing that isn't going to happen while you guys still have the Senate.
LGBTQ Americans, especially transgender young people, can live with safety and dignity. Our strength.
What the fuck's with that dress?
Not just the example of our power, but the power
of our. You got to stay in Union at 9, but you got to be on Beauty and the Beast at 11.
I spoke in this chamber 1 year ago just days after Vladimir Putin unleashed his brutal attack against Ukraine. A murderous assault, evoking images of death and destruction.
Some would call it a war.
Suffered in World War II. Putin's invasion has been a test for the ages, test for America, test for the world.
Yeah, Europe's failing.
Would we stand for the most basic of principles? Would we stand for sovereignty? We stand for the right of people to live free of tyranny?
So you're going to recognize Taiwan, right? You're going to recognize Taiwan?
Yeah. Call Taiwan a country? I dare you.
How about Palestine?
Oh, yeah.
Do it, Joe.
Whoa. Taiwan's a stretch. Palestine's not even. Rhino's going for the moon.
We did. And together, we did what America always does at our best.
Your best bet for Palestine was Trump. We united okay. NATO. Just messing up.
We built a global coalition. We stood against Putin's
just
aggression.
Mishandling it so bad. We stood with the Ukrainian people. Remember when we said that we're worried about what would happen if somebody like Trump got in but was actually competent at what he was trying to do?
Oh, yeah.
His name's DeSantis.
Our ambassador is here.
Yep. DeSantis isn't going nowhere. He likes Florida. Yeah,
he's going to he's going to get the nomination.
He likes Florida.
Thank you.
Besides, if civil war happens, I want to be there.
We're going to stand with you as long as it takes.
Is this guy wearing his hat inside?
Oh. I give Biden credit for one thing. He's been urging people behind the scenes
not just in Europe, but
to help Iraq privately. Private organizations going over and doing stuff, all kind of, you know, he's been big on that. So, hey, you know, if you're going to do it private. That's what I'm saying.
So, mercenaries?
Yeah.
Personal conversation
with you. Mercenaries, aid, that sort of thing.
With his Roth IRA is probably all there too. Oh.
But I will make no apologies that we're investing in to make America stronger, investing in American innovation and industries that will define the future that China intends to be dominating, investing in our alliances and working with our allies to protect advanced technologies so they will not be used against us.
China will no longer do gender reveal parties and send their stupid balloons in my yard. Like, I swear to God.
Today, we're in the strongest position in decades to compete with China or anyone else in the world.
Are we?
Anyone else in the world.
Are we?
And I'm committed.
Are we actually strong to compete, or are they just all crap? Because I don't know, are we actually really the strongest, or is everyone just junk?
But make no mistake about it.
You know, if you go and look, there's a video clip from a TV show that I really like called Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opening scene of the show.
Yeah.
Is basically him saying, we are not the greatest country in the world anymore. And he gives a whole bunch of reasons why, and it makes a whole lot of sense. It's really good.
I've seen that clip. It's trash. We are the best country in the world. We are the best country in the world. Every other country is trash. They're all trash. Every last one of them. Either you got the language police in Canada, the stinking licenses in England, Australia, don't even get me started with them. America France, screw those racist bastards challenges. Still plundering Africa. What you got? Health, Denmark? What? Belgium? What we got?
Territorial aggression.
What do you want me to rip on next?
Stepping up, spending more, and doing more.
Says we were number one in only three areas. Number of people believe
who?
Number of people who believe that angels are real. And defense spending, where we spend more than 28 of the next countries combined, 27 of them are allies.
Yep.
And it was another one, and I can't remember what it was. Really stupid.
Yeah, but like I said, like it's based off of like it's not like those aren't real statistics though. Like this is the only country on the place that has
fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. Right? Yeah, it's only United States, the only country in the world that actually has free speech. Everyone else has fake, like the pseudo fake.
We have free speech.
You have free speech up until a point in any other country. You actually have free speech here in the United States.
Okay.
What other country has freedom of speech? Please tell me. Please show me.
Lenny Bruce is probably going to have a word to say with you about free speech.
I'm just saying, like, if anywhere else in the world, this is the best relationship you've got. It. Anywhere else, Sorry, if you got a license for that free speech, that Bobby will be.
You don't think you have to have a license for free speech in the United States?
Iraq War veteran whose story about exposure to toxic burn kits I shared here last year.
What about cancel culture?
What about it?
Cancel culture is fake.
Twitter's not real life.
But now you're stealing my bits, Paul.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. I came here to watch one senile old fuck.
Well, you got more than you bargained for.
Okay, wait till
we get the jackpot tonight. That's when he starts his podcast. When I get tired, I get a little punchy, don't I?
It's funny, though. This is kind of like how drug.
Just maybe after I've been drinking for a few minutes. That's good. It spiraled into. I have to do a show. I've had five shots. And we can, I'll be 12 shots in. That'll be good. Right? 20
years old. Yeah, yeah.
Because 12 shots in, you know, anything's fair game at that point.
There's no
worse. Behave yourself.
Their family has turned pain to purpose, working to end the stigma and change laws. He told us he wants to start a journey toward American recovery. Doug, we're with you. Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year.
Mm-hmm. They're saying southern border.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or calling him a murderer. I don't know.
So let's launch a major surge to stop fentanyl.
He's production. Like, I want this heroin pure and cures the driven snow. It's like when I bang up in my office, I want to know what's the real shit.
Of course, it's Hunter's the reason why he cares about this fentanyl. He can't risk Hunter.
The real reason is that we go back to the old tried and true, right? Mm-hmm. When cocaine was the big thing, we would have to stop it at the border. We had to close off the border. We're doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
That's not the issue, but it's a good scapegoat.
The issue is not being able to get cocaine at Costco. That's the issue. I should be able to get a 10.
They're going to make whipped cream illegal. Can't do any whippets anymore.
Red Home, are you doing whippets right now?
What?
Rahel's doing whippets.
Just saying, people find ways to get high. If you take away the good ways to do it, they're going to find worse ways.
Reinhold's wife hasn't had whipped cream in decades. Because Reinhold.
Well, she's had it. It's just been flat.
Yeah.
I got some in the fridge. I could bring it out.
Oh, we know you have some, Reinhold.
Goes off air or off camera for 5 minutes, comes back incoherent. Whipped cream and beard.
Good story. Here's a story. My wife likes to get the Delta 9s, which is legal in the state we live in. Barely. And the gummies, right? So she gets them and she takes them. Well, they were out of the kind she likes at the place I get it from, and they were like, well, try these instead. See if you like those. Mm-hmm. And I just saw them. Hey, they're gummies. Cool. I didn't look at them. Mm-hmm. And they were suicide.
More than all,
they weren't technically psilocybin because that would be illegal. But it's the kind; it's a derivative of it, basically. Yeah. So it wasn't quite the same type of high. Help other veterans understand what they're going through. Heather's like, "All right, like these."
And fourth, last year,
she won't know she's in pain.
She doesn't have to take hydrocodone because she's got the Delta 9s that I give her. Now, she might take one or two more than she probably should and gets a little loopy, but
treatable diseases.
That's fine.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
She stops complaining about whipped cream then. But, but right now, they make a Delta 9 tea bag that you can get. You mix that with your regular iced tea, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you mark that iced tea. You want to be sitting there going like, cut this grass and just be like, what was I doing?
Kindred spirits. He wrote us a
what I love is that I work for a company who daughter, is headquartered in a state
and I saw her just before
that
I
has
came over.
Legal marijuana.
She was 50 years old mm-hmm. when she was diagnosed
and I thought with rare kidney disease. Be worried about cancer. Taking urine tests.
After 26 blood transfusions.
Seems fair.
11 rounds of radiation.
I, not that I've ever, ever, ever had to take one in 18 years, but
right. Like, are they worried?
The one time I don't, it's going to be.
You wrote how in the yeah. darkest moments. Are they worried knows, that you're going to drive a forklift stay. Into your couch or something?
I would be.
Not worried if I only get on a customer call.
I understand that, like so many of you.
Nah, it's
you read Jill's yeah. book
with his pound cake and whipped cream can.
No, there's stories about joy where we engineer consultants that have done some crazy stuff on calls.
The glimmer of joy was the half smile.
No need to add that in there.
Man, everything. They never gave up hope. Never gave up. She turns 4 next month. They just found out Ava's beating the odds, is on her way to being cured of cancer. And she's watching from the White House tonight if she's not asleep.
You can cry. It's fine. You're okay to cry. Dude, go for it.
For the lives we can save and the lives we've lost, let this be a truly American moment that rallies the country and the world together and prove that someone's we can still do big things. 20 years ago, under the mm-hmm. leadership of President Bush and countless advocates and champions, he undertook a bipartisan effort through PEPFAR to transform the global fight against HIV/AIDS. It's been years. He thought big. He thought large. He moved. I believe we can do the same thing with cancer.
Well, all right. So he's going to
end cancer as we know it.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for Biden, nobody would be trying to find a cure for cancer right now.
Once and for all.
I mean, look how long we've just ignored the problem.
There's one reason
why. How many decades we just ignore it?
Our democracy itself.
Finally glad Biden's in here.
Does he know that, like, unlike HIV, which is like a virus, like cancer just stay. Nothing breakdown of DNA, right?
The last few
he knows
years,
that, right?
Because he's been threatened and attacked.
Yeah. I don't think he does. He's like, oh, we'll get the cure of the vaccine.
I don't know. Does he say it on the teleprompter that he's reading off of right now?
Just a few months ago.
If not, they probably not.
Okay. On his can we ask ChatGPT how to cure cancer? Will it tell us?
Violence, home of the next speaker.
Yeah, if we're going to be subservient to AI, let's at least cure cancer for it.
Well, the trick is it only affects cellular, you know, information. So if you're not made out of cells,
or silicon,
yeah, the silicon, be a robot,
flipped a bit, cause
hey, if I could transfer my consciousness into a machine that would live for thousands of years, I'm on it. Let's go.
Yeah. I could see Brian Hill doing that. First one.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Of course, then it'll be like the transporter conundrum where you're technically dying and then another copy of you is getting made with all your memories, but it's technically not you. Someone's dying every time you get into that transporter.
Well, the really neat thing is that every instant that's happening anyway, so, because the continuity you experience is just an illusion created by your mind, and you have to accept that and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. And don't.
Democracy.
Don't have to accept anything.
It's not a partisan issue. It's an American issue. Every generation of Americans has faced a moment where they have been called to protect our democracy, defend it, stand up for it. And this is our moment. My fellow Americans, we meet tonight.
And we got to get Ryan Hall to watch Ghost in the Show.
One of those moments that only a few generations ever face. For the direction.
Did they make an American movie version of that I could watch?
The course of this nation for decades to come. We're not bystanders of history. We're not powerless before the forces that confront us. It's within our power. Of
we know what he did.
We're facing the test of our time.
All right, right.
We have to be the nation we've always been at our best.
I knew it was coming.
Optimistic, hopeful, forward-looking.
That's a terrible move. We just know.
Hope over fear.
Bad Rhino. Bad.
The first move, like the movie, which is the OVA like movie, like people like to watch them go to the show. It's really good. You should watch it.
The only nation in the world built on an idea. The only one.
And I think you really would like the philosophy in Standalone Complex.
Other nations are defined by geography, ethnicity. But we're the only nation based on an idea.
Let's find me some Robert Heinlein anime.
Every one of us is created equal in the image of God. A nation that stands as a beacon of the world. A nation in a new age of possibilities. So I've come to fulfill my constitutional obligation to report in the State of the Union. And here's my report.
Because the he said the title of the speech. Oh, credits.
He said the thing and the thing.
The people of this nation are strong. The State of the Union is strong.
Is it over?
Kind of old.
Are we done?
He did say the thing.
He just moved three pages, so who knows what he's doing.
I know. Who knows?
I'm not new to this place.
But we know.
I stand here tonight, having served as long as about any one of you have ever served here.
Yeah, and I'm responsible for most of the problems I've mentioned tonight.
More optimistic about our future, about the future America.
I know I may rag on Trump, and he was only in office for 4 years. Everything is his fault.
America, and there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
Republicans are down there, you know, setting precedents that it's okay to yell back at a State of the Union. So we're going to see what happens next time.
I know that's a Republican so president. That's awful.
Yeah, people said they wanted to be more like the House of Commons or something like that. That's what our politics should be like.
Do we really want that?
It would be entertaining.
That's true. That is true.
I'd probably honestly watch it more.
Honestly, be good. You move out some of these chairs. You put some mats down. Make it like a BJJ studio. You just snap on someone real quick.
And whenever there's that ceiling fight, it's a cage match. We have to.
Yeah. Literal cage fight.
It's a cage fight with a bag of money tied to the top. You got to get the ladder out. Yeah.
It's a money in the bank match. Whoever wins this gets to like do next year's budget.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know. So why did you vote for Brock Lesnar? We want to win.
He literally ran both his hands down her face. Like, come on, Joe. Like, just once. Just don't grope people.
Is that Bernie with his mat? No, that's not Bernie. Okay. I thought it was for a second.
Wow, Brian. Wow. All right.
Hey, I'm getting old, man.
All right.
You got to give me a minute on that one.
This thing. Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm waiting until he runs up on Bernie.
Oh, you want to keep watching?
Tries to kiss him through his mask.
That's not, hopefully, won't happen.
I will not shame people for wearing a mask if they want to wear one. Let me tell you something though,
because some people got that
makes
bad
sense,
breath.
Especially in hospitals, doctors' offices. It makes the most sense to use that. It's just to protect yourself. That's all it is. Not just from COVID, but how many fewer colds and flus do people get these days because they've been wearing masks for a while? And the worst place to go is a hospital if you don't want to get infected with something.
Listen, I am pro-life, and that includes virals and microbials, you know? So
they can live all they want to, just not in my body. That would be great.
They have a right to exist.
They can exist, not in my body.
My body, my rules. For wearing PPE, but when someone wears PPE incorrectly, they deserve it to be shamed.
That's true, yeah. If you're going to do it right, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, are you touching your mask? You should put a new mask on. Is that mask soiled? I can see it. It's wet. It's ineffective. Throw it out. What? What do you mean you only brought one? Oh, no. Oh, you might as well take it off. Right. Just lost all its effectiveness.
You got a cloth one?
Yeah. It lost all
its effectiveness. Made out of yarn?
Yeah. Yeah. We all notice he's got the K95 one, so that's Chinese made. We all noticed that, too. For Bernie. That does look like an American-made N95 mask, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, but he's a socialist. It's cool if he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Prefer a socialist over communist, because communists aren't people. They don't deserve human rights. It's my hard stance. I'm never going to walk that one back. But it is what it is. Can't trust them. Can't trust any of them. Gonna start taking my helicopter licenses.
According to the Libertarian Party, they're best friends now. As we do the rally. We're best friends with those Marxists.
Yeah, those communists don't want war. You know, that's the history of the Communist Party, is that they never want war or kill people.
I thought it was neat that they added the COVID deaths to the deaths of from communism. That's like, yes, add it. This is whose fault this is.
Communists like, we don't kill everything. Like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. It's like second nature to you.
Yeah, you don't know how not to kill people.
Plane crashes in the Pacific. Killed them.
Mm-hmm. So you drive too slow, straight to jail. You drive too fast, straight to jail.
Mm-hmm. Going straight to jail, straight to super jail.
You want food? Jail.
Can you imagine communist Paul? Like, he's just sitting here in this like hovel in the gulag. He's just like, you know, I didn't think jail was that bad. I've been here since the time I said, like, I disagree. But, you know, good times.
Beat me and I don't have to work.
They throw me some gruel every couple hours, you know, bucket of water.
Jail and communism is work.
Yeah. Oh, that's by the way, the automatic rice cooker I have does got a porridge setting, so it usually makes porridge for me, so I can wake up and have fresh made porridge.
Yeah, but we
does it have a gruel setting?
No, just porridge. No, right. Upgraded rice cooker is really neat. It's got a timer on it, so like I can set it so I can set the rice cooker as I'm going to bed, and then I can wake up with fresh rice.
Cool. I have an Instapot.
I got one of those too.
It is rice.
Yeah, but
also I have a rice cooker, but it's old. It's an old one.
Upgrade your rice cooker.
The correct way to make rice is put it in like a pot, then forget about it as you like go do something else and come back and it's all like burned to the bottom of the pot. And you're like, you know what? I hope you like it crispy.
I tried making sushi a while back, mm-hmm. a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I did not succeed very well.
Did you? Now, I cheated and used the bazooka. It helps.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I read the recipe and they were like, "Oh, put some vinegar in it," and I'm like, "Okay, so because sushi is technically supposed to be vinegar rice or whatever, I can't stand mm-hmm. vinegar. I don't know what they do in the places I go to get sushi, but it doesn't taste like what I taste. I think maybe it was too much vinegar or did something. You use I don't know.
Rice wine vinegar or just vinegar or like
regular no, it was rice wine.
Okay,
no, it was rice.
Did wine. You mix it with salt and sugar?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you heat it in the water up before you did it?
No, I did it with the Instapot.
Make the vinegar water sauce separate and water. Heat separate. The water up. Yeah, heat the water up mm-hmm. and then sprinkle that on the rice after it's been cooked.
I'll try that. And chilling. Because I put it all in at the same time. Yeah.
Just easy mode it. You just make nigiri. You just take the rice, throw some shrimp on it, then throw like a chunk of wasabi on it and call it a day. It's the easiest one to do.
If I can't get the rice right, then it's not going to be good. That was my problem. I couldn't make the rice. I've got the nigiri and everything.
Also, did you clean your rice very well?
Yeah, you have to clean. Yeah, clean it like three or four times at least. Yeah, till it was mostly water coming off.
Do you have the special rice strainer to help strain out the rice?
You have to do that for Asian rice, but when you're cooking a like a risotto, you can't wash it. You'll take off all the starches and stuff you need.
Sorry. I have a tiny little Asian woman in my head that would yell at me if I took unwashed roast.
So there's this one guy I really like who does, he kind of gets into the science of cooking. Mm-hmm. I mentioned him the other day, I think. And he was showing this one thing where he was showing somebody, an Asian guy, reacting to a woman who didn't wash her rice because she was making an Italian dish. Mm-hmm. And he was flipping out. He's like, why did you wash your rice? So he was going into, here's why you do and here's why you don't, and when you do and when you don't, and the science behind it and everything. Mm-hmm. And the husks and the starches and all the stuff on the rice. And I'm like, I know more about rice than I ever wanted to know.
That's good. Beer and average you confirmed.
So it's just funny because he was showing that video of the guy. And he was, you know, the meme of the guy going, yeah, like mm-hmm. it was mm-hmm. that it was, the guy was doing that.
Why are you new brush your ass? Yeah. First time I did that, Wah was just looking at me. He was like, "What are you? You told me to make rice." And her son, man, just sitting there staring at me, laughing because he knew what was going to happen. Set me up. Never been yelled at so much.
I'm glad
that cool rice maker, like, it even holds for like 12 hours. This is the good state of the boomer.
State of the boomer.
Change the stream name to State of the Boomer.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 90% what he talked about.
Who's that greasy guy? Yeah, like hair was just like mine almost. You figure you'd wash it going to State of the Union.
Why is this dude like, you see that guy like right there staring at the camera? Like, he's been like every single shot. He makes it like his effort to get into every single shot. Like,
all of them came.
He's got a re-election coming up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is they all want the shots of them so they can take the pictures and send them out in mailers. Me with the president. Yeah, look. I'm in there doing my work for you guys.
No, like, literally, he's walking around getting into every shot he can. That's the crazy thing about it. So is this woman right here that just hangs out.
Well, she's the one that's supposed to be the usher type person. Yeah, she's the usher person.
She's trying to keep everything moving.
Yeah, she did the announcements on the way in of, you know, all the people coming in. So,
all right, now for the conspiracy. See the fascist symbol in the back there? See the fascist? The bundle of sticks with the accent of the fascist?
What's a bundle of sticks called, technically, in European terms?
It's the fascist. See the fascist? See it?
It's called a what?
It's the fascist.
Well, it starts with an F.
They're all fascist. And that's not a real flag. Sovereign citizen. I'm sorry.
Backwards. Supposed to be this way instead of that way. All right. It means we're at war.
So the magic didn't work. So the magic didn't work. And now I'm using nautical laws.
You know, the only time I'd ever run for president is just to do something like this, right? Just to go up there. It's like, it's the State of the Union. I'm just going to be like, what's the State of the Union? Like, it's okay. Then just leave. You know what I mean? Just like make it like a 3 second. It's okay. Could be better.
It's a Michigana.
Mid.
And walk mid, off.
Really.
And
just walk up.
You know, like, hey, like, who wants to go get Taco Bell? Like, yo, you, let's go. Motorcade's ready. Mm-hmm. People be like so dumbfounded. They're like, "What? I'm supposed to boo at you. I'm supposed to boo at you. I can't boo at you." It's like, no, I'm just walking out.
Just go for say it's Kappa.
It's straight busting for real. No cap. I'm out.
No cap. No cap. Peace.
Speaker goes. That's poggers.
We are going to make a law that puts bussy in the national lexicon. It's going to be in every dictionary, Merriam-Webster's, everything.
But will be eventually anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'd write for everything. That, though. I'd add for that.
When they came out and said that, there's a word, and then there's a wrong way to say the word with an N in front of it. I can't remember what the word is. What was it?
No.
I'm gonna have to think about this one.
Be careful.
But it's when they came out and said that there's no different, that word is okay to say it that way. And I was just like, no, we're done. It's over. There's no more English language anymore. You just ruined it.
Hasn't it always been ruined though?
American language is not really English. It really should be some other term because it's not English anymore. It's something else. And it's just going to keep getting worse.
Have you heard like a person from England speaking? It's like just the worst, dude. Like the straight word, like at glass shattering. It's like, oh my God. Like this dude just keeps talking and just gets worse the more he talks. Cause you keep like thinking like, oh, like I get that Kate Winslet, like, you know, soft spoken English. No, you get like that Cockney and like aggressive, like broken, like whatever comes out of his mouth. It just sounds like orc. He sounds like an orc. And like, mm-hmm. I hate it. And it's just, they're not a people. Like, let's be real. English people are not people at this point in time. Like, they devolved to some, like, caveman-esque, like, you know, group of people. I guess I can't say people anymore. Things. They are things. Should they go away? Should we start war with England for that reason? Exactly.
Nah. I think, honestly, we should... we should just buy Scotland. It's their Florida, okay? We should just buy it. I think double Florida wouldn't be that bad.
So all the online, like, I own this castle of nobility in Scotland now actually comes true? I bought land in Scotland and technically a baron.
I have land.
I just want to go visit Hadrian's Wall and be like, my ancestors one time shit in their own hands and threw it at Roman soldiers, and then they hated us so much for it, they built a wall to keep us out. these people are not like I fought the Gauls, I fought like, you know, the Germanics, and they were like, yeah, they're barbarians, but like these people are just straight. These are like the worst fucking people I've ever dealt with in my life.
The Scots. The Scottish people.
They're running around naked throwing shit at our fucking troops. They don't even have weapons. They're just throwing shit and rocks like fucking animals. They built this fucking wall.
So should we fight them? No. They can have what they have.
the dirt their hands in human shit. Like, I'm not fighting the dude. That's like, it's disease. That is England before the Vikings and the Normans came there to civilize it.
Yeah, pretty much. Scotland, it's the Florida of Europe, okay? It's their Florida.
Isle of Man just is just hanging out there.
Scottish man.
So I found what I was looking for.
What, like Florida man? You can actually use the Scottish man.
No, you can use the word literally now to mean figuratively. It's grammatically okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. According to Merriam-Webster.
Okay. This is literally not okay.
Figuratively, it's literally a problem.
Okay. Well, if this is where we've devolved to, I'm gonna.
That's what I'm saying. It's the end of grammar at that point.
No. I mean,
is someone FaceTiming their family while they're there in the chamber?
Paul's like, I'm so tired. I'm about to die.
The usher lady, she's looking at the camera like, get on with it. She keeps turning to the camera just going, oh my God, rolling her eyes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Let's get out of here.
All right, I'm done.
Can you make it out of there before?
Yeah, get Ryan alone out of here, too. Oh, just get Ryan alone out of here, too. Get him all out of here.
No, she's hilarious if you watch her for a little bit. She just looks at the camera like, oh, damn it.
Oh, the usher lady, she's just like,
yeah, she's over it so hard.
She's like, man, I know those Depends are fucking soaked by now. Let's go, bro. It's like,
you see her keep glancing at the camera, right into the camera. Like, you know, the first rule of acting, you don't look right at the camera. She just does it. It's hilarious to watch.
They just keep touching them. They're like, yeah, touch your Messiah. Touch your Messiah. It's like some, like that black woman behind him doesn't touch him. He's like, you're no longer black. It sucks it right out of her soul. It's like, no, Joe, not the meme.
He uses it for immortality.
They're all kind of like immortal, like soul sucking vampires, if you think about it. Cause it's like all these old people, they're just like all chipper. The old people I know are just angry and like waiting to die. You know what I mean? And it's like these people are just like, all right, I got to get out of here, go to like my heart transplant with like Peter Thiel, infuse some like virgin blood, keep things rocking.
Yeah. Well, it goes to show people like there's a long time between 40 and 80. So, you know, try to take care of yourself. But it's a lot. A lot of people say, "Whoo, 40, everything's over with." Nah, man, it's a long time between 40 and 80.
Yeah, but that 40 to 80 stretch is a is a downhill stretch, not an uphill one. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you got to support.
Things start falling off.
That's why you got to support the cryonics industry so we can just freeze your ass and just replace the old with the new. Like, you know, become one with the machine.
Yeah, I'm all for like, metal.
Lady, one more room.
Cybernetics. Neuromancer.
She's going to get on defense.
Cyberpunk.
Look at these two people snuck over. She's going to get on defense.
That dude's got like some huge hair.
President.
Get on defense. You just let him pass you. No, block him. Yeah.
We made it to the door.
Made it.
Yeah. Nobody cares what happens outside that door. So.
It's where the deals are made.
Get your fentanyl here.
Just air that room out now.
The house will come to order.
Okay, now where's this anti-war rally at? Let's go see these losers. He's fucking listen to a pedophile for like 3 hours.
Oh, it's not just a pedophile. It's just a bunch of RT people and Putin apologists, and it's hilarious.
Yeah,
Putin's a
so
good
many
guy.
So many quotes. Somebody, Craig Bowen, has been putting together a list. He's got like 4 parts in an essay that he's been putting together about all the different speakers and how horrible they are. It's awesome.
But hey, Ron Paul's going to be there.
Yeah, he's another one of them.
Oh, God.
Daniel McAdams has got him all wrapped around Putin's dick.
Why do they hate the Ukrainians? I don't get it. It's just like it's like an anti-war, but you're not at war. You're just like giving them guns, which is like what you do every other fucking week. You know what I mean? The U.S. gives everybody guns every week. Like, how do you think half that shit got there?
See, libertarians used to be all about defending against aggression, and now they're like, well, they were asking for it. They pushed them into this. Ukraine just made it happen. The United States pushed Ukraine right into fucking Russia's face and just made them respond.
Russia's been trying to invade the Ukraine and Poland for like thousands of years,
And they had them for a long time, and then they lost them, and they're trying to get them back.
Yeah. I don't see the appeal. Like, I guess if you have the waterway, right? That's it.
Well, Ukraine's got like one of the fifth largest economies or something like that, or natural resources. I mean, it's got a bunch of stuff. I mean, without Ukraine, Russia is really kind of a crappy country to live in.
You know what I would do? If I knew that was the case, I'd be like, we're going to do a tactic called salt the earth, right? So salt the earth, we're just going to salt like all the farmlands. We're going to burn every building down. You could rule over an empire. We're going to go hang out in Serbia with the Serbs. Easiest way to like just ruin it for them. It's what the Mongolians would do every single time. But no, it's like they're doing the rally, and it's just like I was looking at who's there, and it's just like Angela's like, we're going to have like a podcast today over the State of the Union. It's like, Angela, you're the worst. You're like absolutely the worst.
Yeah, that is correct, Sa.
All right. Before you guys say something you guys regret here on this live,
I say nothing I regret.
Get all live and punchy. All right. I'm going to end the stream. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on this Tuesday night. You know, this was fun. You know, because like we didn't do, we will be back. Well, most of us will be back next Monday. We're low key. So,
I'll try to be more low key on low key.
Yeah. It'll be fun. You know, all right. And then, you know, when we get to end the 20th, we'll try to do our big show and talk AI stuff all night. It'll be fun.
With no weather balloon talk.
Yep. Yep.
Later.
All right. Bye. Bye.